we're getting there. You know, you can we can see the team growing together. I love how in pressure situations that we step up to the plate, especially the last 4 minutes. So we've still got to work. You know, it's a new group, so we've still got a lot of work to do and make sure we're getting quality shots. And, you know, I thought we might have had a few that just rimmed out, quite good looks, but we've got to make sure that we got the tempo of the game right. And most of the time we had that tonight. Yeah, look, Matty was fantastic. He was quality in that first quarter, and he'd been training like that for last week, and we got it, you know, it's good to have the big fella back in there to give us that extra punch. And Dre was great. You know, he's been thrown in the deep end, flying from halfway around the world and Virginia, then landed in Perth, and one training run, you know, time clock still out of whack, and trying to learn the offense and defenses. And I thought he competed real well, and we just got to get him more shots, and that'll happen in the due course.
You said during the week you wanted a different mix and require a bigger building. Did you feel as it looked that way to you, that you had more options to work with?
Yeah, well, we can stretch the floor. Obviously, with Ray out there, you can stretch the floor and hit the three. I think what you hit three, and I think two rimmed out, so it could be quite easy going five. But it's just his teammates getting used to his ability and reading that and playing off it. That's what we'll work towards, so we have a couple of options out of that.
Great. How was it for you tonight on debut for the Cats? You feel like the ball was coming out of the hand okay?
Yeah, it felt good. Everything up top was fine. It's all the legs and, you know, trying to get that under me. But, yeah, the release, the form, all the shots felt pretty good, actually. And like I said, if my legs are fine, then the shot's going to be fine. So, yeah, overall I thought, yeah, it felt pretty good, actually.
How much of a challenge was that sort of coming off the planes, obviously a long trip over here, getting your legs under you and also adjusting to the new team?
Yeah, I mean, it's a challenge, but, I mean, so is everything. You know, that wasn't really my concern coming in. It was just, you know, go out there and play hard and, you know, take the shots when they're there and, you know, just try to do what you do. And, you know, so I didn't think too much about, you know, the long trip, 48 hours, and, you know, any of that stuff. Just kind of, you know, play your role and do it to the best you can.
Did you think you'd get 25 minutes out of
Maddie's tonight? No. Yeah, surprised. And I played him longer. And I was, you know, debating at the start of the fourth, do I start him and then get some rest into him so he can finish the game? So that kind of worked that way. So, you know, he's a great defender on the block. His rebounding, you know, he's led the team in rebounding again. So he first cracker there out there. So, you know, it's good to have that reliable guy there.
Was there a concern then backing up the double header?
Look, we joked about that he might gas out 3 or 4 minutes before the game. And then one of our teammates said, well, he's the fittest here because he's always running up and down the sidelines while he couldn't practice. So I think his stamina will be okay, just the recovery now. I think we had the same last year, 3-1.
Advantage though, new team in, playing home.
The only thing beneficial gives us time to work together. I didn't think we had a great pre-season, so it gave us some time to really knuckle down. You know, so this league's tough. The quality of players coming into this league is the best I've seen, and it's going to be nice and tight games like tonight, and I'm just happy that the guys stuck together and strong and trusted each other and got over the line again. Yeah, no, we got cramp. It was, you know, it's not something you want to do with 6 minutes to go. When he's looking over to you, he said he needs one. And you think, well, you just scored 2 points. What do I need one for? So, yeah, look, we'll do the best we can to get the fluids into him and the flight, and hopefully he's fine on Sunday.
You're still trying to find your best rotation down the stretch. I know Jamil came out. Was he just gassed, or are you still trying to find which five guys you want on the floor?
Well, he was down the stretch. He was on with Madden. That was putting the best defenders on. You know, they're two real good defenders. It's a feel that you got to go as a coach, you know. And the same thing, we didn't play Sean to the last 5 minutes of the game. It was just like, right now I need someone to ball handle and smart with the ball. And I thought Sean was outstanding to come off cold and play like that. And look, sometimes that's going to happen. And it's a credit to the guys of being professional and playing hard no matter what opportunity they get. Yeah, and Casey found him a fair few. Damo found him a couple of tools. He's just starting to click now with our offense and where to go and where not to go and how to use his ability. So I think he's, you know, he's going to improve from that.
Trey, was it what you expected tonight? The standard, all of it, or did anything surprise you tonight?
Yeah, it kind of was. I expected a high level of play just from knowing kind of a bit of the history here and of this league, and just kind of what the coaches were telling me. It was exactly what they said. It's going to be up tempo. It's going to be great competition with the third add on and what have you to the league. So yeah, I mean, it was about everything I expected. I'm just kind of excited to get some more games in and see how it goes.
How have the guys been in the past 48 odd hours in terms of, you know, filling your head with what you need to know and getting around you? Has it been tough to adjust to that?
Well, they made it extremely easy on me to kind of transition in here, and, you know, from everything. If it's on the court, if it's off the court, just kind of letting me know how things go around here and just taking all that information and using it. They made it quite a smooth transition for me, I have to say.
Talk us through that three. You hit with about a minute 20 left. Put it out of the hand. Was there any
ever again? Yeah. You know, I don't know about the doubt. I just knew that I was going to take it. That's all I knew. I know that, you know, you're kind of playing with the clock, and when you get under a minute in the fourth, and, you know, you're kind of thinking, well, do we take this one or not? But Coach made it very clear. You open, take it. I think I just passed up one, maybe a minute or two before that. And, I just decided that wasn't going to happen again. So whether it was a make or miss, I knew I was taking it. That's about the only thing I was certain of.
I was happy you took it.
You missed one. After you shot your first three-pointer, beginning of the second, you missed one just seconds afterwards. If that had a fall on the roof, we got off this place.
Yeah, that's probably the one I think about the most. That is exactly what I do right there. Transition three is one of my favorite shots. So, yeah, I was expecting that one to fall.
That was great from the crowd. I think everyone in the whole stadium was waiting for Andre to shoot the ball. Yeah, and it probably took 4 minutes or so for him to get a good look, and you know, when that went in, the whole thing erupted. It was great that we have that support base from the Red Army, and they're supporting us. I thought that was terrific.
The expectations there, he's been written up as a 3-point specialist all around the country, so expectations there.
Jed, do you like to stick with the same starters?
Oh, look, we don't know. Maddie obviously be there. We might mix around with the guards a little bit, and so time will tell.
Jared had a plus minus tonight, a plus 21.
Fantastic. He had the tempo of the game. You know, he can really got a toe of speed and get past, head and shoulders past the defender. He's creating opportunities. You know, that's what we want. We don't want him just sitting back and just playing the slow guard. He's got the ability, and we want to play to his strength.
Jared,